This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli claims Nepal entered new era of development under his premiership. Prime Minister Oli directs people's representatives to carry out social awareness programs. Nepal Telecommunications Authority confirms installation of 767 kilometers of optical fiber network. Health Ministry urges people to celebrate Holi festival with family members to stop resurgence of corona infection. And India reports more than 47,000 corona infection cases in last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed that the incumbent government has been able to lead the country in new era of development within its first 3 years. He also claimed that the country to have moved into, please listen it again. He also claimed the country to have been moving in the path of development in an accelerated manner. Addressing the 28th anniversary function of the Nepal Municipality Association in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said the water from Milamchi project would be distributed in Kathmandu by the 28th of March and the Thankut Novise Tunnel way would be constructed within 2 years hence. He also lauded the roles played by the local bodies for their roles during the pandemic and their efforts on development works, urging people's representatives to realize the fact that only people's trust had brought them to the present position. Prime Minister Oli asked them to work for social awareness. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Ganesh Singh Thakurna said the government was ready to enhance the capacity of the local bodies, making them prosperous. He further said the prosperity of the local level would assist the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. On the occasion, Tilottama, Konkai and Waling municipality were honored for their excellent performance in different sectors. Lord Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has endorsed the draft report related to implementation status of caste-based untouchability and discrimination Offence and Punishment Act 2068 Bikram Samvat with revision. The meeting of the Lord Justice and Human Rights Committee held today endorsed the draft report submitted by an expert team under the coordination of Advocate Raju Prasad Chapogai. Speaking during the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Leenanath Shrestha, stressed the need for initiating campaign to eradicate the caste-based discrimination and untouchability and to implement the law effectively. A subcommittee formed under the Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has advised the government to prepare a mechanism at the province and federal levels to prevent and stem any shoots of pandemic and health crisis potential in the future. The government has been urged to bear in mind the possibility of outbreak of pandemics in the days ahead and get ready to tackle the situation effectively. The subcommittee formed to monitor the government actions to respond to the COVID-19 crisis presented its report to the committee, suggesting the establishment of a separate ward in every hospital to deal with infectious diseases. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged people not to gather crowds during Holi festival considering corona infection risk. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry today, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, asked people to celebrate Holi among the family members, warning that the risk of COVID-19 infection was not over yet. The ministry has also directed the subordinate bodies to adopt high alertness at the border points as the number of corona infection was increasing in India, causing high flow of people towards Nepal. Meantime, high alertness has been adopted at the border transit points in 8 districts of province too, with the resurgence of corona infection cases in India. The armed police force personnel assigned at the outpost have been directed to conduct strict checking of people entering Nepal from India via these transit points. Likewise, the health ministry has reported 145 new coronavirus infection cases and 90 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of nearly 276,400 infected people, nearly 272,200 have recovered from the infection. The ministry has reported one corona-related death today, pushing the total cases to 3,020. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now more news. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Julie Kumari Mahato has stressed on women's effective participation in public life and decision-making process to ensure an inclusive and equitable society. Addressing the 65th session of the Commission on the Status of Women through a pre-recorded video today, Minister Mahato underscored the structural barriers and challenges hindering women's effective participation in public life. She claimed that the hindrances had obstructed the achievement envisioned as in the gender-related SDGs by 2030. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said discussions on the course the party should pursue are underway in the party's central committee meeting. Addressing a two-day national gathering and training session of the Nepal National Industry and Trade Organization, Chairperson Prachanda also sought suggestions from various trade organizations close to the Maoist Center on accommodating the views of sister organizations while accepting the court's verdict to review two communist parties. Nepal Telecommunications Authority has said under the Optical Fiber Backbone Network Expansion Project, the work of installing 767 kilometers of fiber has been completed. The Nepal Telecom had got the work of laying the fiber network in Province 1, 2 and Bagmati Province, and it has now completed the first phase of the work. As per the agreement, Telecom has to lay 2,179 kilometers of fiber. The Telecommunications Authority had divided the work of laying 6,331 kilometers of fiber along Mid Hill Highway into three sections and awarded contract to three different companies. Radio Nepal has set up its Relay FM station at Simpani of Chabigut in Dolakha and started broadcasting Radio Nepal's programs on the FM band in an effort to expand its reach. Now, people around Dolakha can listen to Radio Nepal on FM 100 MHz. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesari, said Radio Nepal would be setting up more Relay FM stations to expand the reach of Radio Nepal across the country as per the government's policy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international update. A new double mutant variant of the coronavirus and 771 others have been detected in samples collected from 18 states across India. Of the 10,787 samples, 763 were positive for the UK variant, 34 for the South African variant and 1 for the Brazilian variant. The report comes amid a recent surge in COVID-19 cases in India. But the government said there was no link between the spike in cases and these variants. India reported 47,262 cases and 275 deaths today, which is the sharpest daily rise this year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. It will also be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of province 1 and Bagmati province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli claims Nepal entered new era of development under his premiership. Prime Minister Oli directs people's representatives to carry out social awareness programs. Nepal Telecommunications Authority confirms installation of 767 kilometers of optical fiber network. Health Ministry urges people to celebrate Holi festival with family members to stop resurgence of corona infection. And India reports more than 47,000 corona infection cases in last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.